Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Bring the chapter on sufficing on little as far as essentials are concerned. Essentials here meaning food, our drink, our clothing, etc. are concerned. So doing various hadith under this chapter. So today's hadith. An Abi Umama Iyas ibn Tha'labat al-Ansari al-Harithi radiyallahu anhu qal ذكر أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يوما عنده الدنيا فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ألا تسمعون إن البذاذة من الإيمان إن البذاذة من الإيمان يعني التفحل رواه أبو داود حضرت أبو أمامة إياس بن ثعلبة الأنصاري الحارثي رضي الله عنه narrates that one day the Sahaba of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم spoke to him about this world. So the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam started speaking about this world, the things, the wealth of this world, etc. So when they started speaking to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam about this dunya, this was the style of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that continuously he would want his Sahaba to think of akhirat. Continuously he wanted to think of the everlasting life of the year after. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he didn't shout at them, but Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam caused them to ponder and think of their life to come. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him, Ala tasma'un, kya tum sunte nahi? Are you people not hearing? Are you people not listening? Do you not hear? And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Innal badadata min al iman, that the simplicity, badada actually translates as sadagi. Sadagi in Urdu means simplicity. Simplicity as far as what? As a person's clothing is concerned, his lifestyle is concerned. This is known as badada. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying that this simplicity is a hissa, is a part of iman. That one major portion of iman is simplicity. Innal badadata min al iman, that the simplicity is part of iman. So you find that the simplicity as far as person's eating, as far as person's clothing, etc. This is something that is actually part of our iman. And nowadays, unfortunately, you'll find that our weddings have gone so extravagant, our lifestyle has gone so extravagant, our holidays have gone so extravagant. Extravagance has become part of our life. But here Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is explaining that simplicity is actually part of iman. One person very nicely mentioned, he said, look at this word. First look at the letter, let's look at the letter sheen. Arabic letter sheen and Urdu letter sheen, they're both the same. If you take out those three dots from the sheen, what will you left with? You left with the seen. So in Urdu, this word shadi, shadi means wedding. It's got three dots on it. Sheen, alif, dal, ya. It's called shadi. And this word sadi, without those three dots, exactly the same letters, but without the three dots, what you get? Sadi. Sadi means simplicity. So one poet said very nicely, one person said very nicely, he said, all we need to do to our shadi is just take out the three dots, and our shadi will become sadi. Our shadi will become sadi, our weddings will become simple, it will become on simplicity. But the three dots referring to the, all the frills and all the thrills and all the extras that we want to bring in. So we have actually made our thing that's supposed to be sadi, we made it shadi, we went overboard. So very simple, what we need to do is bring simplicity in everything of our lives. Then life also will become easy, things will become easy, there will be no stress. The examples we gave many times of Sheikh Zakaria Rahmatullah Ali, even when he said he's coming to South Africa, he made sure that he tells them, please, that I don't like any formalities as far as food is concerned. Whatever is there, bring it. If there's food there, alhamdulillah. If there's no food, alhamdulillah. But there's too much of formalities and too much of frills, and every time somebody comes, we have to have this type of plate and this type of cup and this type of serviettes and this starter and this finisher. And it becomes very hard to invite people home also. And then we are setting standards that becomes very hard for others to invite. So if we set the standard low, and say low, in other words, simple, if we keep things simple, then it will be easy for us to invite people to our house. It will be easy for others also to invite us. And where this is coming from? This is coming from our deen. Innal badadata min al iman. So yes, specifically as far as a person's clothing is concerned, and as far as a person's lifestyle is concerned, that we should bring simplicity. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. As we know, today is Friday, we should increase salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Plan from now already that how we can come early for Jummah Salah. When a person already planning, then it becomes easy for him to go for Jummah Salah. Like how you find a person, nobody phones a person at 12:30 for Jummah. The person makes it a point of leaving earlier for Jummah. Say he leaves at up past 11, for example, or quarter to 12, very shortly people will come to know, like how we don't phone him at half past 12, we also mustn't phone him at half past 11, quarter to 12. They'll already know that. Why? Because they know this person is already making tayari for Jummah. So very soon it will become part of a person's routine. And then the next thing we should do is ensure that we recite Suratul Kahf, especially in these times of fitna and fasad. Encourage the family also to recite Suratul Kahf. And the time after Asr Salah, try and come early before the Maghrib. A person can't sit from Asr to Maghrib, then at least try and come early and engage in dua. Ulama of the opinion, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned that it is one time on a Friday where duas are answered. And most of the ulama of the opinion, that time is actually between Asr and Maghrib. So let us not lose those moments. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.